So we're having a special class on kinot. So the major kinot, the major lamentation, is Eicha, which we're in the middle of studying. Eicha is the compilation of Yirmiyahu the prophet. The kinot were written throughout our history, throughout our Ashkenazic history. Kinot are primarily an Ashkenazic thing. The Sephardim have steady kinot. We have different kinot for many different occasions. The kinot were written by a few major poets and Talmidei Chachamim of Jewish history. We have the most famous Rabbi Eliezer, also known as Rabbi Eliezer the Kalir. Rabbi Eliezer was so great that some of the rabbis thought he was from the time of the Mishnah. It was unclear when he lived. His poems were considered so holy that the rabbis weren't sure if anyone that late could write such poems. Later on, it was decided that he actually lived much later in Jewish history, after the period of the Talmud and the period of the early Rishonim. But initially, it was thought that he was actually Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The rabbis were really in awe of his writings. So the difficulty with his writings is that he writes them in a manner where he assumes you know everything. He'll write two words to allude to a whole medrash, and he assumes you know the medrash. And he's writing on his lofty level, and it's very hard to decipher what he's saying. It's beautiful poetry. To really understand it, you have to always stick in, okay, here he's referring to this poem, here he's referring to that medrash, here he's referring to this verse. So that's Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir. We also have Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, a famous Jewish scholar and poet, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. We have from him different lamentations. And we will see as we go along the lamentations of the different rabbis in Jewish history. Let's begin. Perhaps we'll begin with the night. At night we read Eicha. And then after we finish reading Eicha, so the Mishnah Brura says, we repeat, the Chazan repeats the fifth chapter, only he breaks up each verse into two. He says the first half of the verse, and then he says Oi, and then he says the second half of the verse, and he adds Oi mehayalanu, woe what has befallen us. And our tradition is not like it says in the Mishnah Brura. We have the first kina. I don't know if you guys have kinot in front of you. The first kina is begins the way the Mishnah Brura writes, and then it continues and says, "Al tzavareinu nirdafnu." We were pursued. We were chased up to our necks. Oy, woe to us. Kisinat chinam radafnu, because we pursued baseless hatred. And so the kina describes why this happened to us. Avadim mashelubanu, slaves took control of us. That was the last 100 years of before the temple. Our kings were from the Herodian dynasty. They were slaves that overtook the throne, and then they were extraordinarily cruel. Kishiloch avadim batanu. This was as a payback, because we would not let our servants free, so Hashem made servants our own masters. Binafshenu navi lachmenu, we had to risk our lives in order to actually get bread, and this has been a recurring theme in Jewish history. Ki kafatznu me'ani yadenu, because we withheld our bread from sharing it with the poor. Nashim b'tzioninu, women were violated in Zion. Because people were committing adultery with one another's wives. Okay, yes, people had their hands up. Yes.
Were Herod's people forced to murder?
What do you mean by that?
I thought they were. But we're not sure if his ancestors were really Jewish or not. We're not sure if they converted or not.
I don't know what you're referring to.
There is a mention about Agrippa's. They don't know if he's Jewish. He's a Nazir, right?
Achinuata?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what he's referring to.
Isn't Agrippa's a descendant of Herod?
Yeah. So maybe in a Jewish history class we'll go into that. Our purpose, as we say the Lamentations, is to mourn the destruction, but also to learn from the destruction, to pay attention to what brought it so that we walk away. Our mourning is a productive mourning. And we conclude with Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. Hashem, bring us back. We want to return. This year, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. It's pushed off to Motzei Shabbat. So there's a special edition, and that's Kina number 2, which we add in honor of Motzei Shabbat. But I want to skip forward. The next Kina, number 3, focuses on Beleil Zeh, how this night was a recurring night of destruction in Jewish history. And that's the temple was destroyed twice on the same night, which, by the way, Josephus also records that it happened twice on the same night in the Jewish calendar. He says it's an extraordinary thing. The temple was destroyed both times on the 9th of Av. So this one, this Kina stresses how it all happened on this night. Be it the spies that came back, was decreed we wouldn't enter the land of Israel. So we're moving forward to the fourth one. And the fourth one is a poem about two women. The two women are Ohalah and Ohaliva. Who are these two women? So the prophet in Yechezkel describes two women, Ohalah and Ohaliva, and the two women are really a metaphor for the two governments. There's the government of the northern 10 tribes and the southern 10 tribes. Ohalah means she has her own tent, because the northern 10 tribes, they appointed their own temple, they worshipped their own idols. Ohaliva is a conjunction of Ohel Liva. My tent is within her, and that's the southern tribes. They have God's temple in their midst. So the two are comparing notes. And with this, we're going to pause for tonight. We'll for this class, we'll do one more kina, and then we'll pause for now. And we'll run through it. Shomron kol titen. Shomron is Samaria, the northern 10 tribes. Their capital was Shomron. So Shomron calls out, Mitzauni avonai, my sins have caught up with me. And that's a recurring theme here, that it's, we kick the can down the road, we keep assuming we can get away with it, and eventually Hashem says enough, and that's a destruction. So Shomron says, my sins have caught up with me, le'eretz achel titzuni vanai, and that's why my children, the northern 10 tribes, were exiled to another land. Ve'aholiva, remember, Oholiva is the southern tribes, so the woman, Oholiva, tizak, she yells back, nislifu amonai, my castles have been burnt, v'tomer tziona zavani Hashem, Zion says, God has left me. And so Samaria answers her, the northern 10 tribes, the woman who represents them, she says back, Lolach olivach ashovonich keoni, you can't compare your suffering to mine. Hatamshili choliech leshivri ulcholi, can you compare your illness to my fracture and my sickness? Ani ha'olah surah bagati vekoshi, I, says Ohola, I have been so stubborn. My own rebelliousness has come back to haunt me, the kamalai kachashi, and my lies have risen against me, the anavi meri, and my rebellious ways have testified against me, ul miktzat hayimim shilamti nishi, and when the time came up, I paid off what I owed, the tiglat pileser achalet piri, and the Assyrian king Tiglas Pileser consumed the fruit of my womb, meaning my children. Chemdati pashat v'yitzilet edyi. He stripped me of my precious possessions. Chemdati v'yitzilet edyi. And he took for himself my jewelry. He took the cherished children to be his own servants. V'lachlach v'chavon asat shivyi. And then he took my captives out to the city of Hala and Chavo. Domia oliva val tivki kivichi. She turns to the southern 10 tribes and she says, you oliva, you be quiet, you can't cry like me. Your years are much longer than mine, because the northern 10 tribes were exiled 130 years before the southern tribes. So she's saying, how can you cry? The oliva tizak, and oliva yells back, nislifu amonai, my castles have been burnt, but tomer tziona azavani Hashem. Zion says, God has left me, meshiva oliva, niken ekashti. Oliva says, that's not true. I also deviated from God's ways. Uvaluf norai ka'ola bagati, and I rebelled against Hashem, just like Ola. Domi Ola ki yegoni zacharti, you be quiet, Ola. I'm allowed to remember my pain. Nadat atachat v'rabot nadati, you were exiled once. I've been exiled again and again. Hinebiada kastim pamaim nilkati. The Chaldeans, the Chaldeans took me over twice. Ushviyani ale vaveli yarati, and then I was taken to Babylon as a miserable captive. And Israf Aichal Shoboni Khbati, my honorable Heichal was burnt. Ulshivim Shanam Bevavel Nifkati, and then I was placed in Babylon for 70 years. Vishavti Litzionot Vechal Yasati, I returned to Zion, rebuilt the temple. Gamzotapa mehat laamati, and this time I didn't last too long either. Adlekahani Edom Vechimatavati, I was overtaken by the Edomite Empire. I was almost lost. Valkola Ratzot Nafitsu Amonai, and my people have been dispersed throughout all the different lands. And so Levi yells out, my castles have been burnt, my God has left me. And with that, we conclude the conversation between the two, asking Hashem for mercy. HaChomel al dal, Hashem, who has compassion over the poor. Chamol al dalutam, take pity on their poverty. Now, within this kina is really a tremendous inference. We discussed a number of weeks ago the machloket in the Mishnah, whether the northern 10 tribes still exist. Whether they intermarried, whether they what? Right, right, exactly. So this kina certainly indicates that we believe the northern 10 tribes are coming back, because the kina says, "Hashem, have mercy over them, and see their desolation and how long they've been exiled. Don't be upset at them anymore. Don't remember their sins and foolishness forever. Cure them." Have compassion over their suffering, because you're their only hope, you are their strength, and so we wait for you to give us a renaissance. You, Hashem, describe yourself as the builder of Jerusalem. We're waiting for you to fulfill that. That's the fourth kina. Okay.